We are up to Perek Yudalet. In the middle of Perek Yudalet, we are up to Pasuk. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Chacham Yorei V'sor Meira Uchasil Misaber Uvoteach. A wise man is afraid of... You have to rearrange the words for a good translation. Is afraid of Ra, and therefore he turns away. A wise man stays away from danger. Uchasil, a foolish person, Misaber. He gets angry, uvoteach, and has confidence in his abilities, and enters a danger zone. Right, there's a construction area, hard hats only. So a chacham stays away. A foolish person, he sees, oh, it says danger zone. I can handle it. I will enter the danger zone, and nothing will happen. I have confidence in my skills and my wisdom, and no harm will come my way. Let's look at. The Chacham, what?
It's not a risk to take.
Correct, excellent, exactly. Pretty much. Well, Ra, we're dealing here with this Ra evil, so it's not necessarily risk. You can take a calculated risk in business, in other things, but here he's staying away from Ra, from harm, evil. Evil is something you don't take a risk. Sechor, sechor, amrlin, zero. You tell a nazir, stay away from the vineyard. Don't come, don't. We spal every day. Lowly day in the Sayon, the lowly day the Zayon. We don't want to come in contact with Nisyonos, because we know that more often than not, when we come in contact with Nisyonos, we fail and we come the day the Zayon. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitzudas Pasik test. Zayin, Yichacham Yare, Hachacham Yifochid Midover Hamafrit. He is afraid of things which normally make one afraid. The Nishmar. And is on guard from harmful things, and therefore he turns away from evil. The low savoy alav, and because he turns away from evil, he is protected. Evil does not come upon him. Avol hakasila here, the Mitzudos adds in a number of important points. Mimale evra, he's full of anger. Lehiskat seif al kol, on everything. Anything that happens in life, he gets angry. Something does not go his way, he's filled with kas. Uvoteach ba'atzmo. And has confidence in himself. Shelo yu'una le'ra. He has confidence in himself that harm will not come upon him. V'lo chayinu. And it's a mistake, because the harm will indeed come upon a foolish person. A foolish person who allows his emotions to overcome him and does things that are foolish, he enters into a harmful place, he will suffer the consequences. The Kotzar B'Dover Hamuv Mi'atz, and the Pasuk is written in short form. You have to understand the context of the Pasuk. It means that he has confidence in himself, in his own wisdom, and he gets and he enters into situations because of his anger. Rashi pasuk tes zayin, chacham yorei min haparanus. Rashi has a different approach. What the chacham is afraid of is not the raw, is not evil, is not harm, but he's afraid of punishment. And therefore, v'sor me'ra min hara. That's why he stays away from Ra. He does not want to suffer the consequences. Uchasil Misaber, Machazik La'avod B'chazakov. So Misaber, according to the parish of Rashi, is very different than the Mitzudos. Take a step back. According to the Mitzudos, Misaber means he gets angry. He's filled with wind, filled with motion. Evra is anger, but that's not how Rashi learns the word. The word Rashi learns, Misaber, means he becomes strong, he strengthens himself, he fortifies himself. He has confidence. It's a different, whole different word. Mischazek la'avod b'choska. He comes into a situation and he feels confident that he's strong to enter into a dangerous place. Now the next...
It's almost as if he's reading it, Misgaber.
Okay, that's a good point. So maybe in Echanami there is, I don't know, maybe there is such an association between the Gimel and the Ayin.
They are?
Okay, could be.
Because they're from the same type of letter.
Now, uboteach, okay, the next word, now this is very strange.
Pronunciation.
Yeah. Rayin? A Gimel. Okay. Could be, so maybe there is something there. Miskaber. Mischazek la'avod b'choska. Who knows, maybe Rashi had a different girsa. Is that, could that be possible? Not likely. They was angry.
Yeah, I know.
Angry. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Okay, now comes the very bechidish. Rashi here says a very strange translation for the word uboteach. We have translated the word to mean to have confidence. Bitochon. Rashi here says it means to slip. Whole different word, a completely different word, to slip. Machalik v'noifel. This kasil, he slips and he falls. Ba'aretz on the earth, kemo, pasuk in Yirmiyah, ba'aretz shalom ata boteach. On a peaceful land, you will slip. Just because you think the land is peaceful and everything is secure, you will slip. Boteach, the Targum Yonasan, and that pasuk translates at mispatach v'nofel. It means mispatach, the Aramaic means to slip. Machalik. Okay, so they have, according to Rashi's first interpretation, we have these differing with the mitzvahs in two accounts. The Chacham is Yorei, he's afraid of punishment, and therefore v'sar meira. But in contrast, Uchasil, the foolish person who is miss Aber, he strengthens himself, he comes into a situation where he should stay away. Instead, he's mechazik himself, I'll be okay, I'll enter into the dangerous place, and sure enough, Uvoteach, when he goes in there, he slips and falls and suffers the consequences. And then Rashi says the second interpretation, which is equivalent to the Mitzudos, V'yesh Mefarshim, Bitochon Mamish. The word Boteach means confidence, like the Mitzudos explained to us, mamish, and what it means here, beheicholo botech lomar, in his heichol, in other words, in his palace, in his castle, he lives in his own world, in his heichol botech lomar lo tivuni ra, evil will not come upon me. That's similar to he's mischazek botech. He strengthens himself and he has confidence that no harm will come upon me. Unlike the Chacham who stays away from harm. Okay, that is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. There is here a couple of beautiful Midrashim. One Midrash connects this to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Chacham who is Yorei V'sar Meira. What are we referring to? After the war, the four kings and the five kings, when the four kings overtook the five kings, and then Avraham went and he killed the four kings, who are the four kings? They were all, the four and the five kings, the four kings were descendants of Shem ben Noach. See, that's what we're waiting for you. Shem ben Noach. Now we have another person. Shame ben Noach. I want to give you the full audience. I'll give you a few more minutes. Everyone should come. Shame ben Noach had the four kings were the children, the descendants of Shem ben Noach. When the war was over, Avram was afraid to approach Shem ben Noach, Malkit Tzedek. Because how do you approach a person? How do you deal with a person to whom you've killed? You've killed their children. I'm going to go meet Shane, and what's he going to say to me? I took the life of his children. So Avraham was sor. He was yorei v'sor meira. He was afraid that he would be in trouble. Mishem ben Noach shaharag Avraham espanav shal shem es kidor lo omer melech elam ushloish espanav foyim esyori loymar. He was afraid to say shaharagti banav shal tzadik. Shem was a tzadik. Achshav yikaleleni v'amus. Avraham was afraid that Shem enoch would curse him and he would die. Omer lo yakadosh baruch hu al tira. Do not worry. Lo dayecha shelo yikalalecha ela yetzi likrascha bidoron. He will even give you a bracha. Baruch Avram lekel elyon konei shamayim varetz. This is Medrash Tanhuma. Lech lecha tezvav. Okay, I'm sure there's repetition. Yes, he killed Malkit Tzedek and his three sons. It's no. Malkit Tzedek, he didn't kill. Right, he killed. That's what it says. He still killed Kidor LaOmer. Kidor LaOmer, according to the Medrash, was the son of Shem, and that's what it says. As Shem Bonov Shel Shem as Kidor LaOmer Melech Elam Ushloishes Bonov and his three other sons.
Grandsons.
Maybe that would be your grandsons, or have grandsons, or great grandsons. That would mean sons, it means descendants, the descendants. So he was afraid. What? You know, Nimrod, son of Shem?
No,
I don't know.
Nimrod was from Lacham.
I don't know. I don't know. Nimrod survived. Yeah, you're right. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Could be there either. Either it doesn't mean all of them, it means some of them, or it means other descendants, or it means there could be there conflicting midrashim enochanami. Okay, that's one interpretation. We interpret at least the pasuk Chacham Yorei V'sar Meira. If you want a marshal, the marshal is Avraham Avinu. He knew stay away from trouble.
Okay, now we have another medrash in Megillas Esther, Esther Rabba, and the medrash takes the entire pasuk, and puts both parts of the pasuk in reference to the difference between Mordechai, I'm sorry, the Sanhedrin, and the Shivas Pnei Roy HaMelech, the Shivas Sorei Porasu Modai. When Vashti refused to appear before Achashverosh, so the king called for the Sanhedrin and asked the Sanhedrin, what should I do about Vashti? So the Sanhedrin said, sorry, we're busy today. We can't come and issue a verdict on this domestic violence issue. We're busy.
Qualified in this sort of case.
Why? They were qualified.
They told them they were. It, when we were in our homeland, then we knew what we were doing, and now we're in exile, and we've lost the.
The Yishuv Hadas, to try capital case, that's Chazal, interpret the pasuk Chacham, because they were the wisest. They were known to be the geniuses of the world. The Sanhedrin were known to be, had a reputation, the reputation of the Miyatsim, that we know, they were all the Nobel Prize winners, the Sanhedrin.
No, the Sanhedrin were the ones that debated later with the Greeks also.
Right, the Sanhedrin, they were known to be the Chacham, the wise men of the world. So the Gemara interprets Chacham Yorei V'Sar Me'Rohu is the Chacham, even though it's Shem Loshem Yachid, we refer to the Chachamim, it means the Sanhedrin, who Chazal tell us here in this very same age, they were the descendants of Yisachar, Shevi Yisachar. They were afraid, V'Sar Me'Rohu. It's a no-win situation. Whatever they will tell Achashverosh will not come out good. They tell him to kill her. Later on he'll have charata and he'll be upset. He'll say to keep her alive, she'll make more trouble. Whatever you do is no good. How often do we have those situations in life where you don't have any good solution to a problem? Whatever you do is no good. And what? So no, even Shalat Hatzah also can be no good. So here the Chachamim excuse themselves. Chacham Yorei V'Sobeiro. Who, on the other hand, the Shiva Sore Parasu Modai, the seven leaders of the officers in the palace, they were a bunch of fools. They were the Kasilim, and they indeed told Achashverosh that they should kill Vashti.
And it was the least of the Kasilim.
Right, the junior.
Yeah, the junior most member, Mamucha.
He was the one who spoke up first. He spoke up first. Uchasil misaber ubateach noifel elu shiva sorei parasu modai, who had the chutzpah to tell Achashverosh what to do to kill his queen. Okay, next pasuk yud zayin kitzar apayim yase ivelas. One who lacks patience does foolish things. The ish mizimos, and furthermore, this is not a contrast, but this is a continuation. A scheming man who plans and plots to do evil. In this pasuk, the word zima has a negative connotation. A scheming individual, yisone, will be hated. The whole world will one day come to hate such a person who sits behind closed doors and plans and plots how to outsmart the world. Mitzudas pasuk gedzayin kitzar apayim mi she'enoy marich apay. An individual that has no patience, is not able to control his anger. Umemar lichos, he gets angry, short tempered. Okay, and I told you another interpretation. A short tempered person, umemar lichos, he lo liveles, he will be a liveles, he will be a fool for, he will act foolishly. The ish mezimos, hanim shech achem achshavos libo, libal yifales dover hatoiva, he imra, a person that does not weigh his actions. He just follows whatever he acts on impulse without weighing his actions. Imra yihyas sanu lakol, he will yihyas sanu lakol, he will be hated by the entire world. La shamayim v'labrios, and hated in heaven, hated on this earth. Rashi pasuk yud zayin kitzar apayim hamamahir limkoim kaso, in one who is quick, swift to take revenge. The ish mizimos machshavos eitzara, a person that plans eitzara, evil plots. Kepasik yud ches noch.
Yeah. The second Rashi and Malbim, and I'm sorry, Rashi and the Mitzudas switch shitas.
What do you mean? What do you mean switch shitas?
What Rashi explains on the second pasuk, and the Zion is what the Mitzvahs explains on pasuk Tezayin.
Tezayin, Chacham Yarei, Kaden, Velotolov, Akasil Mamali Evra.
Because he was.
I see what you're saying. You're saying the Kasil is Misaber, because you learn right. Rashi says that Misaber means Misgaber. It's as if it says Misgaber, instead of the Ayin the Gimel. And the Mitzvah says no, Misa means he gets angry. But in Pasuk Yud Zayin is where it says Kitzara Paim is a person who gets angry. Okay, so you're saying, in a Chanami. Pasuk Yud Ches, Nachlu Pesoimi Velas, Varumim Yachti Udas. Foolish people, they inherit foolishness. That is their inheritance to the world. What they give over when they die is just if they look, they're viewed as fools in the eyes of man. Va'arumim, clever people, smart. Here again, the word arum is used to, in a positive sense. A chochm, a wise man, yachtiru das, he takes knowledge and it serves for him as a crown. Mitzudos yudches, nachalu, ratzlema, ochzim, beigaltam, ke'echod, benachalos. So they hold on to their foolishness like one holds on to his inheritance. Yachtiru, a wise man, he crowns oichazim bedas. They take hold of knowledge. The oisim is some kesel l'roisham v'yisparbam, and they use it as a crown to take pride in. Pasuk Rashi pasuk Yudches yachti udas yaseu kesel l'roisham v'soif. Okay, Rashi is reading going into the next pasuk, and the pasuk Yudches reads into the next pasuk v'soif. What happens to the wise man? The end is pasuk Yudches shachu ra'im lifnei toivim. The evil people are humbled. They're bent. They are crushed before the good people, Urishaim al Share Tzadik. It sounds like from the Al-Hanisim. Giborim biat chaloshim, Ravim biat ma'atim, Utmim biat ahorim, Mishim biat tzadikim. Over here, we're telling over here that the evil people are going to be humbled before the good people, and the wicked people will be humbled, will be crushed. We have to wear the shachu, repeat with shachu, will be crushed before al Share Tzadik, it's Sharim before the gates of the righteous people. Pasuk Yutes in the Mitzudos, Pasuk Yutes shachu. B'soif hadavar, when the day is over, you haram kefufim b'dichlam, the ram evil people will be humbled and will be bent humble of ne'atavim, v'rasham yisru al ha'shari b'beit tzadik, and the wicked people will have to surround, will make the rounds by the gates of the beit tzadik, lishalechem to ask for bread. The evil people will one day be completely humbled. Rashi pasuk. When? I guess when Mashiach comes, or maybe it's, I don't know, whenever Hashem wants. We've all seen there are times in this world when there is justice. You can't say the whole world this is about justice. Every once in a while you just see wicked people suffer. Wicked people are humbled and they serve the righteous. Pasuk Rashi Yates Shachu Rishon Lufnei Tovim La'osid in the future. Rashi says not today. The time will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring justice to this world. Pasuk Chaf. Okay, well, let's see. Gam Lirei'ehu. Here is a powerful pasuk. Gam Lirei'ehu Yisonei Rosh. The Oyave Oshir Rabim. Okay, the end of the pasuk is easy to understand. Okay, the Oshir has a lot of friends. Everyone wants to be a friend with the rich man. Right? Everyone wants to be his friend because you know, it's fun to be, only when he's rich though. But when the rich man loses his fortune, then I never heard of you before. But here is the beginning of the pasuk is a very frightening concept, that a rosh, a poor man, which according to the commentators cannot literally mean poor. It has to mean a person that's poor in Torah, an am haaretz, an undignified person that's not, does not. A person that's not okay. Pshutu kemashu an am haaretz. He doesn't know how to learn a person. He hates his friends. He can't even get along with another person that's just like him. Gam lirei'ehu, to his own kind, yisonei rosh, is hated. The poor man. One poor man hates another poor man. But the wealthy, oh, everyone loves the wealthy. The oyave ashirad pasachaf the mitzudos gam lirei'ehu le'oni kemoso. One poor man hates his fellow poor man. Im ki aderech lios oavim b'shavim. Even though b'dvar mehadvam. Even though normally in this world the derech olam is that two likes find company with one another. People who are from the same class. same class, they get along with each other. No, that may be true when it comes to all other matters, but not when it comes to poverty. Poverty doesn't work. Rabim, bein aniyim, bein ashim. When it comes to the
he's
rich,
a rival for the handout.
Exactly. So, Rav, you know the story with a person comes. There's a Hasidish guy collecting. He goes to Manhattan during the holiday season. He stands next to Santa Claus with his strimal, and he's collecting tzedakah. Right? Stalker, Tatsuli Mavis. He's standing next to the Santa Claus. And then it's a sort of a frumer, religious fellow comes and he sees and he calls over the Hasidic guy and he says, you know, you're not going to do well here. This is not a good place. Right next to the other guy, the Santa Claus. So he turns, so the Hasidic guy, he turns to the Santa Claus and he says, Yankel, you hear? He's trying to tell us how to make parnasa. It's all a matter of contrast. It's all a matter of contrast.
Yankel, tomorrow I'll be Santa and you'll be.
I didn't see it. Someone told me there's a video. Where someone was holding a flag, an ISIS flag, and in the street holding up promoting ISIS, and people were walking by, and no one said anything, and then he took out what?
Just sit down.
You come over here, and then he took out.
He's in California.
So you're right. Took out an Israeli flag, and he was harassed. And I didn't see, you saw the video? I didn't see the video. So someone says it's a very disturbing video. It's all a matter of whatever. Okay. Let's go. So this is Agamla Yisrael. This is where every Oshri Rabbi, everyone is came. See, people are coming more and more. Every moment we wait, we're getting more and more people for you. Agamla Yisrael, every Oshri Rabbi. Okay, now there is just one. Okay, there is. Okay, so we read over here the Rashi. We read over the Mitzvot of the Rashi. The Rashi says, "Gam le yisonidas afilu l'shoshvinov v'oyavav." Okay, so Rashi says the same exact concept. Even to l'shoshvinov v'oyavav, gam is loshon afilu. Gam means even to your his friend yisonei rosh. A poor man hates his own friend. Yisonei rosh. So here Rashi makes a very important point. When it says here poor, it's not to be taken literally someone who doesn't have funds, but it means am ha'aretz she'eino yodea linhoi kishura, does not know how to act with dignity. And that type of person will be hated even by his own kind. Okay, there's one medrash. The medrash translates the words a little bit differently. Gam l'ra'eh yisonei rosh. This means, and the literal translation is, you have to read the words backwards. A rosh, a poor man, yisonei hates re'ehu. Okay, that's how you have to read according to Rashi and the Mitzudas. We're taking these words and we're reading them backwards. The subject is a poor man, a rosh, yisonei, he hates his friend, his own kind. But the rich man, oh, he has many friends. The poor and the rich love the rich man. The Medrash interprets the words, the pasuk, in order. And what it means is, a rich man hates a poor man, even if it's his relative, even if it's his rea sometimes doesn't only mean your friend, it means my relative. By Boaz, by Rus. Well, what did Naomi say to Rus? She also used that he says that there's a goyel who's a, I think he said rea?
Yeah. It's a different
word. Okay, but the word is also used sometimes to refer to a relative. And this means that if you have a very, very wealthy, distinguished, famous world famous person, and then they say to him, they say, you know, you have a relative in a relative who's a criminal, who's a poor man. So the wealthy famous world famous person disassociates himself from his poor relatives. It's a bizarre. It's not lefi kvoda. I am on top of the world. I am wealthy. I am in the upper class. It's beneath my dignity to associate with these low lives, these people from these low class, even if it's your own brother.
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adarab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only associates with the poor. Anyone that is humble and is looking together, a rush, a humble, poor person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu attaches himself to these people. So according to the Medrash, the Pasuk is to be read, Gam Lireyu Yisone Rosh. The subject is a wealthy person. That has to be added into the Pasuk. A wealthy person, he hates, he also will hate a relative that is poor. He will attempt to disassociate from his poor relatives. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not allowed. I'll read the words of the Medrash. What is the pasuk over here? I mean, Mishu Oshir, the Yesh Loi Koroiv Ani. A wealthy man has a poor relative. Einoi Moide Bo refuses to associate with this poor relative. Roye Kroiva, if he sees in the street his poor relative walking down the street, Nitzman Mipanav. He makes a left.
He hides.
Shuhu misbayesh lehasiach imo. He is embarrassed to be seen in public speaking with his poor relative. Lefi shuhu ani. V'chein shloima omer. He quotes a few psukim, and among those psukim, he quotes this pasuk here as well. Gam lireyehu yisone rosh. Even if it's his relative, he will hate him, the poor man. Bardim hayashir. The pasuk goes on to say, but of course, a wealthy man, he has friends and all. That's not a problem. Aval hakol. Who are Hashem's people? Ho'anim. Kadosh Baruch Hu associates with the poor, which means the humble. The humble are the people to whom Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to associate with. Royal Ani v'nidvak bo, and Kadosh Baruch Hu attached himself to the poor people. Okay, without further ado, we have here the great pleasure of having with us Mr. Aaron Rosenfeld. I know Mr. Rosenfeld from way, way back. Yirsa the Yankus, a group in the Young Israel Avenue J. And there we had on site one of the most distinguished members of Hatzalah. And he taught the shul quite a bit about what it means to Hatzalas Nefashos. So he has a very big schus. Kol ha'matzil nefesh achas miYisrael, as if you save a world. Al achas kam v'kama, you've saved hundreds if not thousands of people throughout your career. And you're still going strong, Baruch Hashem. And we're very much makir tov to you. We feel safe and secure knowing that you're on the other side of the phone. Just your presence gives us assurance, gives us security, gives us a sense of relief. And without further ado, could you please come sit over here and share with us. Don't hold back anything.